we've said for years on this show, don't dip the pen in the company ink, especially when it comes to dating, right?
Right. Dating like coworkers, bosses typically don't work out well, except for it did for you. You married one. You married a coworker.
Yeah, it's 99.7 EJX. I mean, my wife and I, we met while we were both at work. And then, yes, love blossomed from there in the walk-in freezer.
Oh, my. The walk-in freezer got a little steamy.
The walk-in freezer.
All right.
Listen, you know what? That frozen bread in there, they ain't talking.
Okay, then. All right.
They ain't talking. Anyways, we're not talking about me.
No, and we're not even talking about work.
Well, but it's similar to.
It could be in the same lane.
Yeah,
maybe.
I was going to say, because it's kind of in the whole, hey, if you're in close proximity with someone
and it doesn't work
and
out,
it could be awkward. Yeah, it could be awkward. And that's where Mandy's rolling in. And she's like, yeah, not necessarily a work situation. You're the only people I'm telling this to because I don't want everyone to blow it up and make a big deal out of it.
Gotcha. Until we decide if we want to.
Well, until you and I get a hold of it, Kelly, and then we blow it up and make a big deal out of
it. Absolutely. It's kind of our specialty.
It's kind of what we do. So anyways, it's kind of like dating someone who's in close proximity with you.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a quick question for y'all. You're the only people I'm telling this to because I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
All right.
I really like this guy who lives a few apartments down from me in the same complex.
Mm.
We're very friendly with one another. I've been to a party at his place a few times over the past year. I'm almost 100% sure he's single.
All right.
My only hang-up is, yeah, he lives so close.
Yeah.
Is getting involved with someone who lives in your building a bad idea? Like I said, we're just friends now, but I would really like to explore a more than friends relationship, but I'm afraid of making it awkward.
Mm.
Should I just go for it? I'm afraid if things don't go well, I will literally have to move so I don't have to risk running into him every day. What do you guys think of this? Thank you, and please call me Mandy.
Mandy, I say go for it. You only live once. If things get awkward, then you know what? You're both mature adults. You can just understand that that is what it is. It's water under the bridge, and you move on.
Oh, yes.
We're done.
That works well if both of you have decided the relationship is not for you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Many times,
and maybe Mandy
may not be the case.
And maybe Mandy knows from her past experiences that she isn't the best when it comes to breakups.
Right. Well, if she's not the one that chose the breakup.
Right. And maybe she understands from her past how she operates as a human being.
And it could be torturous for her.
And it could be awkward, yeah.
If he rejects her and she really liked him, and then she's got to be, you know, faced with having to run into him every day or a lot or all the things. But nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So we are kind of talking out of both ends because we would say if they were at a job together, no.
Right, right. But they're not working together.
No, they're not working together, but they're literally next to each other.
Right. Well, okay, so here's my question is, has she gotten vibes that from him that he may be open to that idea? Because if she's never gotten any sort of inkling that she is anywhere able to be outside of the friend zone with this guy.
I think she's messaging us because she's getting that. Like,
okay.
I don't think you're assuming that. I am assuming.
Okay.
I'm assuming that she has done her due diligence. She has poked him in the belly and he's giggled. And
poked him? What is it with you and poking?
Well, it's just like a little flirting, you know?
How you flirt, you poke.
like, you know, she said she's gone to a couple of his parties before.
You're a poker? Is that what we're learning about you?
It's like, beep, you know, hey, you know what happens in the walk-in freezer stays in the walk-in freezer.
Okay. Okie dokies. Tess says, as a landlord, heck no.
Oh, really?
She's ruining all of our romantic dreams that we're running with right now.
I wonder if, Tess, and maybe you can elaborate on this, and since you're not on the phone, I'm just going to go ahead and put words in your mouth, that you have run into situations where tenants have dated one another and then they break up.
But
it goes bad in the sense that the other one goes over and trashes your property.
Oh, wow. We went that far.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah. That's the only reason I can think as a landlord why a landlord would say...
Measures.
Yeah, I was going to say why a landlord would advise against doing something like that.
Right.
Is because of the retaliation and taking out frustrations on doors, windows,
walls. Well, I guess, again,
walls.
We're assuming more stuff about Mandy, that she's a healthy, stable person that could handle if it doesn't go well. It would just be awkward and she wouldn't like it.
Walk-in freezers. Yeah, all that.
What happened in that walk-in freezer?
Listen, I told you. What happens in the walk-in freezer, only Elizabeth and I know.
Great. All right. So glad you keep bringing it up.
You brought it up, didn't you?
You broke up a lot. All I said was that you dated a coworker and married her.
You brought it up.
You brought up the walk-in freezer and the poking.
Listen, you brought it up. And then all of a sudden, a avalanche of memories come flooding back.
Okay.
And you know what? Hey, what happens in the walk-in freezer? Listen, people who work in the food industry, have dated coworkers in the food industry, understand
the
walk-in freezer.
Okay. All right. But you don't have, not all of your memories need to come out of your mouth out loud. I'm just saying.
Well, what fun would that be, Kelly? All right, 502-795-1997.
Oh, Jamie says it's a thing, Kelly. I know. All right, okay.
What are we talking about dating
the
people
freezer,
in the walk-in freezer?
We're still in your freezer.
Have we again veered off of Mandy's situation?
We did, 1,000%.
Again,
you
your
hijacked
fault.
Hijacked Mandy's situation.
I didn't.
You did.
So anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. Maybe you've literally dated someone in your own apartment complex. All right. Or maybe like Tess, the landlord, you have seen it all go down and what can happen. Maybe you have a story to go along with. That's what we need. All right.
Okay.
We need more of those stories and less walk-in freezer stories.
Yes. Mandy needs some tangible advice that she can incorporate in her life.
All right. You want me to get Elizabeth on the phone here?
No, I don't think we need to discuss it any further. I'm sure all that right. She would agree.
I mean, look, she's discreet. She's very ladylike. She would never reveal anything.
Exactly,
she understands,
which is why we don't need to take the conversation any further. I think
she understands what happens in the walk-in freezer stays there.
Right. And she's just like, hey, I'm sure you don't have to share everything.
It's all right. When love is literally next door. It's 99.7 DJX.
Possibly.
Possibly. Mandy is in this situation where she's like, hey, there's a guy that lives right down the hall from me or right next door to me who I really kind of like. Been over to his place a few times for a party. We're just friends, but wanting to kind of take it into a more than friends sort of zone. Worried because they live so close to each other. If it doesn't work out, she's going to have to move.
Yeah, and so we've got a couple of people saying, yeah, those are valid concerns. Tess says, as a landlord, heck no. When one moves, you know, you either one or both could end up moving if it doesn't work out. Got another text from a listener. It's easier to avoid or ignore a neighbor if things go bad than a coworker.
That's true.
That you have to interact with. Nothing says Mandy has to move if it goes bad. Maybe he would, or maybe you just act like adults and move on.
Yeah, Brandy says, coming from experience now, I wouldn't date anyone I work with or live that close to. Because if it doesn't work out, he's right there to harass you, to stalk you, to see you may have who you have coming in and going and leaving, and it would be beyond stressful. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Like, what if it doesn't work out, and then all of a sudden you start dating someone else, and
he's
then all
like
of a sudden
a jealous rager, yeah.
Yeah, he starts to see that. But you know what? If like she says, she's been over to his parties for a year. Like
yeah,
she,
I feel like she knows like she what kind of guy he is.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like she's got the vibe on this guy, and that he's not some jealous weirdo who is going to freak out. I mean, I don't know. I still think YOLO, you only live once.
Sure.
And
maybe it starts with like, you know, she just invites him over and, you know, just and just cash, keeping it casual and just like, again, dipping the toe, send out some vibes, see if you're getting them back. And if not, then you don't even have to go jump in the pool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We did get a text from a listener. I think Mandy needs to understand that there's big risk, big reward at play here. Big risk being that he could be a jerk and a stalker. And if things go bad and if it doesn't work out, then that's the thing. The reward could be he could be the love of her life, lifelong friend. I think the other question is, how great is her current apartment? And could she or would she be willing to relocate if it doesn't work out? And I also have a walk-in freezer kissing story.
We can't get out of the freezer. We can't get out of the kissing freezer.
Listen, we all know if we've worked in food service at any point in our life and you date a coworker, what happens in the walk-in freezer stays okay. In the walk-in freezer.
All right. But we're in an apartment complex right now. That's not a factor.
Ashlyn says, when's your lease up? Wait till closer to that.
Oh, so you can just paying fees.
Exactly. It's like, all right, Okay. Listen, I've got a 30-day notice. For when I have to give my notice or when I want
to
move out.
Now's the time to make my move.
If I make my move now, I'm still within the window of
okay. Getting
out at the right time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think, you know, just let's throw the vibe out there. If he seems to be reciprocal and is kind of being flirty back, then I think maybe go for it. Because this could be a great story. It could be a great love story of how the universe brought you together.
Yep, absolutely. So, yes, Mandy, give us an update. Shoot your shot, because you're always going to wonder what if.
We need to know for closure. But Benjamin's saying if you're already planning for the breakup, maybe don't date him. Well, listen, it's valid concern to kind of mull over all of the possible endings here. I know it's not a romantic thought to overthink it before it even begins.
Right.
But I think in today's world, it's smart to be a little logistical in the thought process.
Elizabeth, not my wife, says not the walk-in freezer, but the catering room and the creepy basement where we stored all the catering equipment.
Wow.
See? I mean, those places.
Are we segueing into like sassy food industry dating stories?
Those places don't talk.
Okay. All right.
Justin, I worked at Baskin Robbins. Ben, don't even get me started on the freezer. All right.
Wow, you guys are sassy.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Hashtag walk-in freezer love.
Wow. If the freezer could talk, though, it'd have stories to tell.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
That's right. WG Grinders Bexley. Hey, hey.
Wow. It was named Grinders.
It was.
That's the best part of the story.
All right. There you go. Kate, keep us posted, Mandy. I think we're all saying go for it. Good luck.
Yes.
And let us know what happens, all right?
Yay.